The current clinical diagnosis of Parkinson's is based on visible tremors and stiffness of limbs. But researchers say a more comprehensive diagnosis is needed. Dr. Fernando Pagan at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington is the director of the National Parkinson's Foundation Center.
There are not only motor symptoms, which has been traditionally the mainstay since 1817, now we're looking at the non-motor features and understanding when the non-motor features come into play.
Dr. Pagan and other researchers say environmental and genetic factors could provide clues for diagnosis, treatments, and a cure. They are looking specifically at a biomarker or a gene found in many people with Parkinson's.
One of the most common genes that we've learned about is the LRRK2 gene. So if we can understand this particular one, we may be able to find a treatment or a specific cure for the LRRK2.
Dr. Pagan says that up to 40% of Parkinson's patients from Northern Africa and some Arab countries have this gene, and between 11 to 14% of patients of Ashkenazi Jewish descent. Dr. Pagan says the LRRK2 gene may help doctors make an early diagnosis of the disease, but he and other experts stress it is not a cure-all because Parkinson's has many variations. Right now, the only thing doctors can do is treat the progressively worsening symptoms. Dr. Pagan has been involved in a series of trials on methods of intervention.
All three trials show that a treatment was better than no treatment, and the progression of the disease was slower in those that were early treated versus those that did not receive a treatment or delayed treatment. So we're clearly learning now that treating Parkinson's disease from the time we make the diagnosis does modify the disease.
Medical researchers say Parkinson's disease is the second most common degenerative neurological disorder after Alzheimer's, with some 10 million people suffering from the disease around the world. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.